So we're talking a lot of association today. I've got some college ball and the coaching carousel that I want to hit on. And, of course, you've got the NFL draft right around the corner. Speaking of which, right now, we are joined by an NFL draft prospect. He led Notre Dame in rushing for the second straight year. He had 1,341 rushing yards. He also set a school record with 18 rushing TDs. He was named Notre Dame's Offensive Player of the Year last year. He earned second-team All-American honors last season. We are joined once again by Audric Estime. Audric, good to have you back on. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
Good, dude, good. So the NFL draft is now just 15 days off, and you have done the majority of the heavy lifting. You've had the combine. You've had your pro day. So I'm curious, what is your mindset right now as you just sort of spin clock and wait to hear your name called?
Man, I'm just ready to play some ball. I'm ready to find my home. I'm ready to find out where I'm going to be playing for the next couple of years, and I'm just ready to go, man.
You know, I can tell. It sounds like you had a decision to make, and you made that decision. But let me ask you this. You could have come back for another year, and given how much you loved playing for the Fighting Irish, I'm curious, was the decision to turn pro a no-brainer, or maybe was it pretty difficult?
I wouldn't say it wasn't difficult at all. Like, it was kind of difficult in the sense of Notre Dame's a great place, and I loved playing there, and I loved my teammates, and I had another year of eligibility. But it was kind of a no-brainer because I felt like I did everything I needed to do, and I was ready to be a pro. I was ready to take the next step in my career.
We're talking to Audric Estime. So to further that thought, like, how did you know mentally and physically that you were ready to take this next step? I mean, I get that you had nothing left to prove there, but mentally and physically, it is a big step. How did you know you were ready?
Yeah, just the NFL is something that's been on my mind since I was a baby. Like, my ultimate goal since I started carrying the ball when I was 4 years old is to play at the highest level and compete with the best players on the planet. And I felt like I'm at that level. I'm at that age where I have the opportunity to do it, and I got to take the opportunity when it's in front of me. And I feel like I'm ready to show that I'm one of the best players in the planet, and I have this opportunity of a lifetime, and I had to take it.
I get it. Audric Estime joining us. What about a thought about Notre Dame? Like, anybody who's ever stepped foot on that campus knows how special a place it is. But to take that step further, how would you describe what it was like to wear those colors and represent such a storied program? What was that like?
Man, it was definitely a dream come true. I'm just seeing, like, Notre Dame is one of the best, most recognized schools in the world, like watching movies like Rudy growing up and just being in those shoes, having 80,000 people at our games every weekend and a bunch of people on campus. And just it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I was just so blessed to be able to represent the Irish on the highest level every weekend.
Right, the highest level. For instance, I mentioned you had over 1,300 yards rushing last year, fifth highest single season total in school history. You also set that Notre Dame record for most rushing TDs with 18 this past season. When you consider all the all-time greats that came before you at Notre Dame, what do those accomplishments represent to you?
Yeah, definitely. Just coming in, I wanted to make some history. I wanted to be a legend, and I just always I have high standards for myself. I set high goals and come in. I wanted to be one of the best to ever put on that helmet, one of the best to ever carry that ball out of the backfield. And I believe I definitely did that. Like you said, I set the school record. But I couldn't have done that without the people in my support system, all my coaches along the way, all off the linemen, the other people in this draft, like Blake Fisher and Joe, all blocking for me. But like I did, like I said, I set high goals for myself, and I got to put the work in to achieve that, and I definitely have a lot of very high goals coming into this next level and next journey in my life.
Audric Estime is joining us. So you finished that up, and I mentioned you've done the heavy lifting. You had the combine. You had your pro day. I want to ask you about that because you probably didn't run quite the way you wanted to at your combine, but then you bounced back at your pro day, and you ran a 4.58 40. Like, the 40 is still a thing, right? It's still a thing for scouts. It's still a thing for teams. But in your opinion, is it too much of a thing? In other words, is there a difference between football speed and then running in an artificial setting, like for the 40-yard dash?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'd say I'm a football player. I play football at a high level. I believe I do my job at the highest level of like anyone in the draft. And if you watch the film, I run away from defenders all the time. I jump over defenders. I run through defenders, and I believe I'm one of the most productive running backs in the country. And yeah, I did run a bad time, but I wouldn't say you should define someone like that. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I was dealing with a hamstring issue the whole time, the whole process, and I came back and did improve my time at the pro day, but I'd say those two times still don't define me. I feel like I'm a football player, and if you know the game of football, you can just turn on the tape and see that I do that at a high level. So I feel like that's how players and prospects should really be judged off what they do on the football field, because that's what we're going to be doing is playing football and not running 40s.
I get that. Let me ask you something. Like, so you go into that and you know you've got a hamstring issue. What was the thought process? Like, you could have not run because you weren't right, but you decided to run and then didn't run the time you wanted to run. Like, what was your thought process in deciding to run to stop despite not being 100%?
Yeah, that's just me. That's part of me. I'm a competitor. I have a competitive mindset. I'm always trying to compete. And the combine was just something that I've watched every year. I watched dozens of people run their 40s, and at that time, I thought I was ready, but I wasn't as ready as I should have been. I didn't have time to prepare as much for the 40, but you just got to take the good and the bad throughout this process, and that's just a life lesson. You got to take the good and bad, and that's how you just judge on how you bounce back from that. Like I said, 3 weeks later, I came back and ran a little better time, but I still even feel like I'm faster in that, and I feel like I'm just so much faster on the football field, and you just got to take the good with the bad, and at the end of the day, you'll be judged on how productive you will be on the football field, and I plan to do that at a high level.
Audric, I want to confirm something for our listeners. You and I have spoken before, but I want to confirm. You're still just 20, right?
Yes, sir. I'm 20 years old. I'll start the season this year at 20 years old still, too.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You don't sound like a 20-year-old, and I mean that in the best way possible. You know, you talk about football, and you know football is a tough business, and there is that business aspect to it. When you look at the NFL right now, there's been so much talk about how the running back position has been devalued, yet you got a couple of future pro running backs that are big-time stars that got deals in the offseason. I'm talking about Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley. As somebody who's about to enter the league, how encouraging is it to you to see guys like that getting those big deals still?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely encouraging, and it's kind of tragic what they're trying to do to running backs, but I'm coming in with the mindset that I'm going to change that. I'm going to be part of the effort and part of the power to show the league and show everyone how important the running back position is, and I'm trying to be as successful as possible just to help the people who come behind me with their contracts. And like I said, I came to this NFL, I declared for the draft to be able to do what I love and be able to change my family's life. And just to have the opportunity to do that is just a life-changing experience. But I'm definitely coming in to this next level with that mindset that I'm going to change the perspective and try to be as successful as possible.
Audric Estime joins me for another moment. Clearly, you're your own dude. You're your own man. Now, I spoke to Derrick Henry last week, and he's really impressive, man. He's as impressive off the field as he is on the field. I think that you've got a physical running style that is similar to his. Is he somebody, and again, you're your own guy, but is he somebody that you've patterned your game after? What other running backs do you admire?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, he's a bigger physical guy. Runs very ferocious, and that's why, in a way, I pride myself to run. But I studied a bunch of guys like him, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Adrian Peterson, the guy. He's not playing anymore, but he's a guy that I grew up watching, and I watch every single offseason. I watch his highlights probably 3 times a week. But yeah, those guys are just bigger dudes, and guys that are bigger dudes, but they move like smaller dudes. They're guys that are able to go around you, make you miss, and go over you, and they're just 3 down backs, and that's how I pride myself. But at the end of the day, I am Audric Estime, and I just got to make a name for myself these next couple seasons.
And to that point, final thought, would you rather run over a dude or run away from a dude?
It depends. It depends on my mood, honestly. Like, if I'm feeling, like, a little angry, like, a little pissed off or early in the game, I want to send a message, I'd go to run through someone, but, like, most of the time, I want to score the touchdown. I want to put on points for the team. So I'd say the big run.
I like it. He's an NFL draft prospect. He led Notre Dame in rushing for the second straight year, as I mentioned. He was their offensive player of the year, set a record with 18 rushing touchdowns. He is Audric Estime. Audric, great to get caught up with you. Appreciate it. And, you know, I'll come looking for you once again once you figure out and realize where you're going to live and where you're going to work. It's great to have you back on, man. Good luck to you.
Sure, looking forward to that. Appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you. Yes, sir. Audric Estime. He keeps the streak alive. Notre Dame players always interview great on the program. Always have great conversations. All right. And he's just 20. I want to make sure that you knew when you were listening to him and the way he sounded that's a 20-year-old dude. I know I didn't sound like that when I was 20. I don't think I sounded like that when I was 30. I'm pretty sure I didn't sound that good when I was 40. I think right around when I hit my fifth decade, I started to sound mature like that.